USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Some Michigan cities are under 5 feet or more of water after rivers overflowed from heavy rains and at least two dams breaching. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Our first responders and local emergency response officials and members of the Michigan National Guard and the Michigan State Police have been working through the night to help people get to shelter.
She says the flooding and ongoing coronavirus pandemic are straining their resources. The Government Accountability Office is now out with a new report that found that prior to the coronavirus pandemic, 82% of nursing homes surveyed were cited for infection prevention and control deficiencies, including the failure to isolate sick residents. In addition, about half of these homes had persistent problems and were cited across multiple years. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
With the latest on the fallout from the firing of the federal government watchdog, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo still being pressed about a growing controversy concerning the firing by President Trump of an independent government watchdog at the State Department.
The president has the unilateral right to choose who he wants to be his inspector general at every agency in the federal government.
Pompeo telling a briefing this morning he should have recommended the firing of Department Inspector General Steve Linnick some time ago, though he did not elaborate. Linnick was reportedly investigating some of Pompeo's actions and conduct. Pompeo called some reports about the investigations crazy and rejected the assertions that the firing was some sort of political retaliation. Pompeo did ask Trump to fire Linnick, and the president complied, but the firing has raised bipartisan concerns on Capitol Hill.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus said Wednesday marked a grim milestone in the coronavirus pandemic, the largest single-day total of confirmed cases. He said public health officials reported 106 cases of the virus in the past 24 hours, two-thirds of which came from four countries. The United States, Russia, Brazil, and Britain account for the most confirmed cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. As countries conduct more testing and more positive results are returned, the globe is likely to surpass 5 million cases over the next 24 hours. The global tracker at Johns Hopkins University said worldwide there's at least 326,000 deaths. Ghebreyesus said they're very concerned about rising cases in low- and middle-income countries. Dr. Mike Ryan, the executive director of WHO's emergency program, warned people not to use hydroxychloroquine for coronavirus treatment or prevention. His comments on the malaria drug came 2 days after President Trump told reporters he's taking the drug to prevent COVID-19. Scientific studies shows there's little evidence the drug successfully treats the virus, and the FDA warned it causes serious, potentially life-threatening side effects, including heart rhythm problems. The president said he'll discontinue using the drug in a few days. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.